From the land of Peeps, Mark Guitar, and Bacon-themed baseball teams, it's the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast! And now your hosts, George Wacker and Tyler Rothrock!
All right, hello, and welcome to episode 10 of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I am your host, George Wacker, with our other host.
Hello, I'm Tyler Rothrock.
Tyler Rothrock. Tyler had another rough Saturday. Yeah. Was your weekend like this week?
Shows in Trenton, New Jersey. Me and Chris Freed, local comedian, went down together and ended up back at the old Bethlehem Brew Works for some stronger than weak beers.
You made it back there in time?
It's always time.
You know, Beth, I was there yesterday. It's her 20th anniversary.
Really?
You're 20 years old.
I didn't. Well, they can't even drink the beer they serve.
That's true. My brother was like going out in 98 when they opened.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying how when they opened up, like, everybody's like, this will never work. This will never last.
Yeah.
You're never going to.
What beer in Bethlehem? I don't see it.
Where they're like, what, you make your own beer?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And this will never last.
Also, I don't believe in Apple or the internet. So I think those are both dumb ideas.
I don't like anything I don't understand. So 20 years later, you know, they have their one in Allentown, which is
thriving.
Even bigger.
Yeah.
And they have some cool events there. So good for our friends at Bethlehem Brewworks. I mean, they do a lot of at least they did a bunch of comedy.
They still host the comedy open mic, which is every other Tuesday.
There you go. The Bethlehem one every other Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But the Tickle Me Tuesday at Allentown is no longer there.
Well, hey, what can you do?
Good things come to an end, George.
You have to adapt.
Yep.
And things happen. So. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was great. I went to the Bethlehem Cherry Blossom Festival. I bet you didn't even know that existed.
George, I don't know what a cherry blossom is. So
it's a tree.
Hmm. Well, you could have fooled me because nowhere in there would I anticipate. That's a fruit, I think.
Yep.
And a blossom seems like a flower.
It's like a Japanese tradition. Huh. And they have it, like, the big one is in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I know. My mom loves the.
So they had a little Japanese thing, and we went, and it was nice. And then they had the March for Science.
March for Science, I heard about that.
Which was right next to it in downtown Bethlehem, and that was interesting. It was a lot of the opposing Trump stuff.
Okay.
So there were those people there. I mean, whatever. Weird. It's like, at this point, you can go one way or the other.
I think science is good. I don't know why we're marching for science.
I think there's a lot of people who should.
But I don't know why we have to.
Because there's a lot of people who are now saying, like, some of this science, even though it's, like, fact-based stuff, they're like, nope.
Yeah, yeah, I love
that.
Don't
believe it.
I love that.
But it's like, well, this is, and they're like, well, who are the scientists?
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know, guys who are, like, they don't, they're just doing science. And they come out at the end, and they're like, here are the results.
I love that. Like, I just wish I could go back to, like, high school and to all my teachers and be like, yeah, were you there?
Yeah.
I guess, what do you mean I'm wrong? I guess
What do you mean wrong? Yeah. Are you like who's funding you?
Yeah, right.
Taxpayers.
Yeah,
I pay your salary. My dad pays
Mr.
salary.
Smith. Who's in your pocket? You know.
So yeah, science is. I'm for science. I'm definitely.
Pro-science.
I'm pro like vaccinate your kids, you idiot.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Whatever. Don't give me crap if you don't. I don't need to. It's not a big deal.
That's the other thing. Like, I don't care about what you think. Like, I'll have my beliefs. Like, you can totally have yours, but don't, try to lobby for your beliefs for me. It's like, no.
It's weird. It's like, you ever get to I'm sure this is happening, and it happened a ton during the election, but there's people at the bar, like, arguing about this stuff, and they very much believe it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, what do you think you're going to do?
Right.
You think that you're, like, the guy next to you after an hour,
you're
drinking,
yeah.
and you're telling, I don't like this or that.
He's
going to go, you know what? You got me. I'm
yeah.
switching today. Right
yeah,
now,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
calling. Can I switch my
can
political
I,
affiliation?
Can I retroactively later? Change my vote? Although, that's one other thing. I think this week is you have to register to vote. If you want to vote, no matter who you're going to vote for in Pennsylvania, this week is the last time you could register to vote. I think it's Monday. So get out there, register to vote. Vote. Rock the vote, as they say.
I don't mean to be... It's just funny that the person... who you're advocating, getting people ready to go vote is Tyler Rothrock.
Yeah,
I know. It's that day. It happened.
It's that day.
Today's the day.
I've changed a new leaf, although my brain doesn't.
But no, definitely vote, whatever it is. Unless it's like voting for bad stuff. So yeah, weekend.
American Idol. Good. Don't vote for American Idol.
Remember, do they still like text to vote?
Probably. They should do that for the president.
Why not? They should text for like anything, because like that's people would do it then.
I thought of this funny idea, like, you know, the write-in votes, like, you know how people can write it. I thought it would be so funny if like so many people wrote in Harambe that what if there was like some dude like Doug Harambe?
It's like, damn it.
And he's the president.
Like, I have to say, I was going to do some write-in. If the one that at least I go to. Like, when you go and it's, like, really old, or, like, it seems old. And then to do a write-in seems like it would be the hardest thing ever.
Right.
Because you just hit the buttons for whatever you want. I don't know. Maybe they give you a slip. I've never tried to do it, but it seemed like
text,
there's letter.
Text to vote. That's what they should implement.
But it doesn't look good. So, I guess we're going to talk about, because this weekend kind of sucked. Now it's 0 degrees outside.
Yeah, we had our summer. You guys, did everybody enjoy summer? For
it was great.
It was 7 hours
day.
Long.
I got my car clean.
Nice.
Along with every other single person, had the same idea. But next week things officially start.
Yeah, so spring is kicking off.
The Southside Arts and Music Festival at Arts Quest starts April 20th, 4/20.
4/20. What's up? Which is actually the last day you have to submit to the Lehigh Valley with Love comedy plots for free.
Yeah.
So
if you do it after that, we're gonna
charge you.
We're gonna charge you, literally only as a penalty.
Yeah, there's some cool stuff. That big red ball.
Yeah. So okay. So the Southside Art and Music Festival is pretty much the opening of festival season. Not just for Bethlehem, but for the entire Lehigh Valley. Because let's be honest, the festival scene began in Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great thing that it's opened up to all the other communities. And now they're like, hey, let's do stuff. And that's great.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't just stay in one area. That's dumb. But Bethlehem, really, they kick it off. There's a bunch of, it's like family-oriented stuff. There's a, looks like there's some fine art you can buy. There's a skate contest.
Fine art. That's always
Friday.
Interesting.
You can find all this stuff.
This is technically fine art, what we're doing right now.
Performance art. You can find this at bananafactory.org. There's art exhibitions on Saturday. There's demonstrations. You can make t-shirts. I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff. So that kicks off the whole festival thing.
Yeah, nice. And that's the time.
Oh, it's 4/20.
Yeah, well.
Do kids still do that now? It's like
kids still smoking the marijuana cigarettes, George? Is that what you're asking me? I would assume that they're still involved.
Do they still get down with that?
That's one of the things that they do.
But I know, like, 4/20, is it still like, dude, it's 4/20, so today, even though we do it every day,
today especially,
4/20, we're going to smoke double.
Yeah, I was always interested on, like, a stoner. How do they celebrate? Like, what changes? Like, are you like, well, this for this day, we're gonna smoke every when we used to smoke one, we're gonna have two in our mouths at the same time.
Or it's like you have to smoke at 4:20 p.m.
Oh, that's a thing.
And then what?
That's a thing that they.
But I just don't like if you're already doing it every day, like what's the point in having a day for?
I know, and yeah,
it's like drink water day.
Or beer.
Well, I'm going to drink a lot more, yeah. Or beer. So, okay. So, we have that festival, which is great. It's a little bit newer. And then the one I'm even though I am excited about this, the one I'm most excited about is the 28th, which is the Spring on Southside Festival, also affectionately known as the Chili Fest.
Man, that would be more perfect for 4/20.
Right?
You go eat all the chili. Not that I know what happens to you. I've heard that when you smoke marijuana, you get hungrier and stuff. So, I mean, that's just me guessing here.
But if you're not familiar with Chili Fest, it's in South Bethlehem. Basically, a lot of these places, a lot of restaurants, but a lot of places that aren't typically Like the Fun House, for example, they'll have chili. I think for the most part, I can't guarantee.
I was at it one year. It's pretty fun.
When you go
you're
around,
a judge, right?
I'm ready for this. I have just been, and this is only within the last 2 days. I've been notified that I'm the head judge.
Head judge of Chili Fest.
Huh. That means I get like the biggest clipboard.
Do you get bigger portions?
No, that's the thing. Being a judge, you don't want big portions
because you have to.
Because you gotta, we gotta literally taste like 20.
Are you in the chili world? Are you do you like the crazier ones, like with the fruit in it, like mangoes? Or are you like a spicy chicken or beef?
I think I'm more beef home style.
Okay,
so
that's
your roots.
That's your.
I want a chili that you could eat like a bucket of.
Yeah, that's your Jim Thorpe roots coming out.
Well, not Jim Thorpe. I'm like way higher than that.
What, like?
It's like Lake Wampanoag.
That's where you're from?
Like up there.
Damn.
A town called Honesdale.
I know where Honesdale is.
There's like 5,000 people in the entire town. There's as many on my block as there are up there.
Honesdale, yeah. But yeah, you seem like, I mean, with the beard and you're a homestyle beef chili.
I mean, I like to try the other chilies, but if you said, okay, we're going to give you chili to take home, mm-hmm. I'm not going to take home the one that's a 10-alarm fire.
Right.
And I'm not going to take home the one that's, like you said, it's got like
artisan
all the weird
chicken, grass-fed chicken, mangoes.
It's like a Zima, you know? You can have like two of those, and they're great. Well, I don't know about great. They're good, but you can't have 13 Zimas.
Are there any bad chilies at the Chili Fest? Are you ever like, I think you guys... next year, you're not invited anymore.
I always wanted to say, like, the vegan chili, but they're always good.
Yeah.
And it just makes me mad.
But what is vegan chili? Is it just...
I don't know. It's like chickpeas and stuff.
It's just tomato sauce.
But you see the thing where White Castle just came out with, like, the vegan burger at White Castle?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... I get it. It's great. But it's also weird to me. It's like... If you're so against eating meat, why do you want to eat something that is...
Like,
reminds you of meat.
Yeah, like if I hated you, why would I be like,
Let's go party with a guy who looks like you.
I need to find a guy that looks like George.
It's
and acts like George, but isn't George.
Right. So but the vegan chili's always been good. I don't know. I think there's been like one or two chilies that I haven't liked that just had like too many. I think it might have been chickpeas or some sort
they
of
went
weird
too hard.
Bean.
They went too hard.
It was too much bean, not enough meat.
Mm-hmm. Too aggressive. That's
and they're trying.
That's
got to
be a thing that
they were trying to be cute.
People battle with when they're entering because you want to show your identity. You want to be unique and different, but then you also run the risk for especially a homestyle beef chili lover like yourself.
But the great thing is there's probably, I don't know. I'm the head judge. I should know this, but I think
research a little.
I think there's 12. There's like 12 judges, so you know all those got to be tallied up,
mm-hmm.
and not everybody likes the same chili.
No,
so it usually comes down to people. Who always has good chili is Tulum, because they put like that's the kind of fancier chili, but they're right on the line of it's fancy chili. That you might still be able to eat a bunch.
So as the head judge this year, are you going to go into it with an extremely open mind, democratic process across 100%. The board? That's good.
I mean,
if
a place gives me a bunch of free shots, they get like an extra point. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm kidding. I would never do that.
Never do that. Never do that. That's never. What are you, the mayor of Allentown?
I'm giving away. I wonder if like I'll be a head judge for like one
year.
Yeah,
you're gonna get and then the FBI is gonna wiretap you. We've removed George Wacker from
he was head judge for 1 year, couldn't handle it.
The pay to play scenario.
Was there for four blocks, took five shots in exchange for votes. That could be bad. Molly's is always good. Mm-hmm. I gotta say Molly's.
Well, see, you've already started with
But there's the thing, bias. You know who won 2 years ago? Was the Puerto Rican society?
Yeah.
You know how there's, and this is an interesting topic. Since we're kind of like we're all over the place, it doesn't matter. An interesting topic is you know how there's the Wanderers and the home in Nazareth.
Yeah.
Like the Lehigh Valley has all these private clubs, which is
right.
like totally. I mean, I don't know how unique it is to here. I mean, I guess there's probably them
right.
in other places.
Uh huh.
So I'm a member of like the Jeffs down the street.
Yeah,
like there's a quarter
that,
beers,
fire,
well, not
like fire club, like the fire. There's a
Democratic clubs, Republican clubs. there's the Polish club or whatever.
Uh-huh. Puerto Rican, there's a Portuguese American club. The
Puerto Rican club on the south side. So 2 years ago, they won, and their chili was bang. It was the best chili I think I might have ever had. And we went and delivered the trophy to them afterwards, and then ended up partying there for like three more hours.
That's nice. That's how you want it.
And they were like, "This is great." It was the most fun because they were just like, "Come in and have fun." And I've never been in there. It wasn't like the first place I'd. Because again, you're like, I don't know. Like I dated a Puerto Rican girl in high school, but I didn't know like if that was enough to
sway your vote.
No, to like
this
if
is
I was like
oddly
allowed.
Racist, George.
No, I'm just saying like. I'm not saying they were more inviting than ever, but I didn't want to like overstep my boundaries and be rude.
Not a big Puerto Rican population up in Honesdale, huh?
No. But I didn't want to like go into the and you know just assume.
Yeah.
But no, they were the most inviting, fun people like ever.
You know who I would think would have the bad chili? IKEA would have bad chili.
Why? They have great meatballs.
Well, because of the horse, isn't it horse meat that they use?
I hope not, because I've eaten those things a bunch. That'd be bad.
Yeah.
Oops. I'll try that later.
Also, I want to give a quick shout out to somebody who raised a concern of the podcast in my favor. Susan Coover out there. Thank you for saying what needed to be said. You know, for saying what I wanted to say. And there's people all across the Lehigh Valley that felt that George was interrupting my intelligence.
So backing off. No, it was funny. Like,
I actually thought I always interrupted you more.
I don't know. So this lady tweeted us, and I got up in the middle of the night, and I don't know. I checked my phone. Mm-hmm. Like maybe something happened in the last hour. I was sleeping. It was like 2 a.m. She had tweeted at LV with Love, and she's like, "You guys, it's a great podcast. It's great. But, George, you need to stop cutting off Tyler." And I'm like, I had to retweet this? Like, what?
Yeah, I would think.
So I retweeted it, and I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, lady. I will stop doing that.
Thank you, Susan.
Got me all, like, self-conscious.
It's good to have one fan.
Well, we're learning. Like, we don't, you know, we're still getting there and figuring out.
Is there anything cool, any funny news stories that happen?
Well, yeah, well, let's just, so go to Spring on Southside,
Yeah, check it out.
Just, I mean, whatever. Search it. We'll put some links if you're on the podcast. But you want to look for the South Side Arts District for Bethlehem.
Banana,
or just search
Banana Factory's website.
Banana Factory is for the South Side Arts and Music Festival, which is on the 20th.
Yeah.
And Spring on South Side is on the 28th, and that's by the South Side Arts District.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, we'll have the links on there so you can
look for George out there with his big clipboard.
He's going to have the biggest clip. I'm getting like the mega-sized one.
Yeah, nice.
That'd be good. So yeah, before we do have another call-in guest.
Ooh, I love call-ins.
Before we get to our buddy Farzad,
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk. Yeah, this is a good one. Did you read it?
I read some of it.
Have you been? So this is at the Lehigh Valley Car Show, which I guess was recently.
It says a motorcycle was stolen.
But what do they do? Before we get into this, have you been to the car show ever?
Yeah.
I mean, is it cool?
It's cool.
The only car show I was at locally was one in Nazareth.
I always get weird at car shows because I'm like, number one, how do they get these in here? It's a logistical nightmare.
There's like a bay door or something.
But then you're just walking around and just looking at cars that you can't afford.
Somebody there can, though.
So, yeah.
Probably.
Or there's like these prototypes of cars that'll never get made. It's like, well, I like really want that one. They're like, well, unfortunately, we're never going to make that.
But isn't that like how like fashion shows are? Like all those weird fashions you see?
Yeah.
And like they're never, isn't it just to show off how cool they
can? I don't know. Like I'm not just, believe it or not, I'm not an expert in fashion.
No.
So, but yeah, car shows are cool. I'm not a big gearhead though.
I think it's cool. Again, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get the whole concept. It's fun. Yeah. And I know that it's done pretty well. So, yeah. So, this guy, this 19-year-old, had a 2002 Honda VTR motorcycle. He took it up to the car show. And I guess it wouldn't run when he left. So, it was already crappy. And then when he came back to get it towed, it was gone.
I love the fact that a motorcycle was stolen at the car show. You know, like the how inspired are you?
Where does somebody go? There's like, oh, here's a motorcycle here that won't run.
Yeah.
Like how did, or maybe like the guy was like, he knew what to do and got it to run.
That's the other thing. Like if somebody has a broken down motorcycle and you steal it, I don't think you should get charged for that.
I have a very small motorcycle.
Really?
It's a Honda Rebel. I have it up, but
like one of those, like the beach one, like the.
No, it's like a motorcycle. It looks like a, you know, it's like a cruiser style. Uh-huh. But when my daughter was born 2 years ago, I haven't ridden it since then. So it's probably. But whenever I bring it over to the.
Does it have an engine or is it?
Oh yeah, it's good. It's got an engine. You put gasoline in it.
Yeah.
But whenever I feel like I take it to the motorcycle guy up the street, I feel like he's always laughing.
Yeah.
At me. But I don't care. Like, I'm at that age now, it doesn't matter. So, yeah, I feel bad for the guy who got his thing stolen. But otherwise, it's been a pretty quiet...
It's been a slow news week.
And that's just... It is what it is. I think we're gonna... Shouldn't...
It's always good to have a slow news week, I think.
Well, I think we're kind of getting ready for the storm. What we're gonna do is... Well, the storm being... The festival stuff's gonna come on starting next week. And then it just literally goes straight through the Allentown Fair, which is mm-hmm. one of the more fun things to talk about because whatever. So literally, and you know, if people say they don't like the Lehigh Valley or they don't, whatever, that's fine. Whatever. I get it, but I hate when people complain about it and then they're like, there's nothing to do. There's a million things to do.
Yeah, there's a lot to do.
And there's a lot of stuff that's free. And literally from starting 420, from opening on 420 through... the end of August. Well, and then you go to Celtic Classic, which is in September.
Mm-hmm.
You have something almost every single weekend that usually doesn't cost money to get into.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And they're like, I love when people get mad at music festival, like the beer costs money. Yeah. It's like, well, what do you think?
Where do you go to get and where the beer is free other than your mom's house?
And they're like, it caught when I was, I'll drop this, when I was at the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I
went up to the Super Bowl.
The beers were like $9.
Which the Eagles won.
I know, that's right. The beers were, whatever, like your regular 16 ounce, right?
Mm-hmm.
For like $10. But you're like, whatever.
Yeah,
I get
I'm
it.
At the Super Bowl.
I understand. I'm not comparing the Music Fest to the Super Bowl, but it is kind of the Super Bowl of
the Lehigh,
Lehigh Valley festivals.
Yeah.
So the things are going to be more expensive. It's just the way that the world works.
Yeah.
Marks it up.
And has anybody ever been to a city? Like, you can't get a sandwich for less than half of your week's salary.
Right. Or if you go, like, people complain about the Sands. If you drive down to go, and we talked about this before, but if you drive down to Philly, you're going to pay half of what your ticket would have cost up here just to park.
Right.
So it's dumb. But, okay, to talk about positive things, we're going to bring on our buddy Farzad.
Yeah, explain this to me.
Okay. So we talked last week to his brother, Kayvon.
Oh, yeah.
So Kayvon, as I hope you remember, owns Model X Tours, which is a Tesla car service. His brother, Farzad, owns Human versus Room, which is a...
like an escape room?
An escape room. And if you're not familiar with those, it's funny that people pay for this, but
it's funny.
They put you in a room and it's full of whatever... There can be like all of them. Most of them are different. So there's things on the walls, whatever, and that's it. And you know, then you have to figure your way out.
It's funny. I used to do this myself when I was younger. I have a younger brother, and we had an escape. I put him in it. It wasn't like an official thing, but me and my buddies would lock him in the basement and for hours, and to see how long he could. It took him till he could escape.
Did you get like clues?
No. We just basically didn't want to hang out with him.
Oh.
And then like. You know, we would lock him down there around 10 a.m. or so. And then, wouldn't you know it, by like 3 p.m., 4 p.m., good old Matt would stumble out there and be like, what's up, guys? You guys want to hang out? And we're like, oh, man. And we hit play it off.
How would he get out? He's pretty...
Innovative kid, you know? Smart kid.
He
MacGyvered his way out of there.
He walks out of some crawl space, like, covered in...
And I think, to be honest, I think I'm responsible for a lot of his... life lessons through those times.
You're supposed, if you have a younger brother, like you're supposed to.
You got a bully
to do that stuff. All right, we're still getting to be good at this shit. All right, so wait, don't put it on speaker. So I'm calling up Farzad now.
I love the sibling rivalry too. You were on. Well, I'm gonna go on next week. I can't be.
Hopefully this works. Oh, there we go. Okay, well, you guys can't hear it yet, but. And just bear with us through the call-in process. We don't have, like, a tech guy. Hey, can you hear us? Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm going to pull you in. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just gave you kind of a little introduction. I'm here with Tyler.
Hello. Shai. How you doing?
Hello. How you doing, Tyler?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk to you about this. This is interesting.
So we
yeah,
were
just, yeah, thank you guys.
We were just saying how last week we had your brother on, who does, and we'll talk about Teslas at the end here, but can you kind of give us a rundown of human versus room and just, I don't know, background, whatever you want to do?
Yeah, for sure. So human versus room is an escape room that my wife and I started almost 2 years ago. It's crazy when I say it now, like we've had a business for almost 2 years. That in itself is like mind blowing to talk about. But yeah, my wife and I started a escape room business about 2 years ago called Human versus Room. It's located off of 191 and 22 in Bethlehem Township, right off of Broadhead Road. It's essentially an escape room. For those that don't know, it's essentially a live game where you and a group of friends or coworkers go into a room. We lock you in there for an hour, and then the group needs to figure out how to escape the room within that time limit by solving clues, figuring out puzzles, working together. And these rooms are set in different themes. The one we have has three different themes. We have one that's called the Witch's Lair, which is essentially you stumble upon a witch's lair and you have to escape within an hour before she turns you into a sandwich. That one's pretty cool. We have Time Traveling Jen. There's a prankster called Jen that takes you back in time. And you have to figure out how to make it back to the present before you're stuck in the past forever. And then Operation 26, which is our newest room and our toughest room for those that want a challenge. This essentially, you end up at a surgeon's office, which is the last location that your missing friend was at. And then you stumble upon a mystery. You have to figure out how to get out of there within an hour or something bad's going to happen.
That's
so
pretty sweet.
Very cool concept. We're very proud of it. Has been amazing to be part of that business for the last 2 years, and my wife basically runs it full time, and she's doing a phenomenal job. Shout out to my wife Cindy if she listens. she will. So
yeah, yeah, we'll make her.
Awesome. Shout out Cindy.
But I have
well
to,
done.
I have to say, I did go there. I've been there once.
Mm-hmm.
We had an intern from Moravian College, and it was his interview. We brought him.
Really?
To
that's a cool.
We brought him there, and we're like,
you got to get out.
You're going to be in there with us. Like, yeah. There's a couple of us and some friends, and we're like, this is your interview. We want to see how you, you know, there's no really pass or fail. It's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so you don't, there's not people still in there from like 2 years ago, right? Like, you eventually get out.
No, we purge them out. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's an hour.
What was your inspiration for starting this? Did you think one day, like, were you locked somewhere and think, man, this would be this is a money making thing, or is it like,
because
it's a unique idea. So you don't, it's new. It's a new concept, right?
Yeah. So it's been, so what's interesting around about escape rooms is that they've been around probably close to 10 years,
mm-hmm.
Globally, not so much in the United States. They really originated from Asian countries. I know China and Japan were one of the very first ones that had escape rooms as a live concept. You know how you have those cell phone games that used to be around and still are? There are the original escape room games where you tap around the room, you're trying to figure out the clues and whatnot.
My wife plays those.
Yeah, yep.
Exactly. So the way we started ours is a couple of years ago, I guess closer to three now, we went and did one in Philly, my wife and I, and it was the first time we ever did one, and we found it really fascinating, and it was something so cool, obviously very, very new to us. The best thing that we liked about it is that you were playing a game with people in real life.
Yeah.
I feel like that's,
and that's
been
why,
the thing,
like, the interview
for a while.
Thing.
Yeah, that's perfect. Do you do a lot of like corporate? Because I think my mom works for her company. They sometimes take they do it as like a team building exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty big for us. Team building during the week is really our biggest thing. The weekends are usually, they're usually for general population, you know, people, friends, family that want to come and do it. And it just so happens that, you know, corporations and companies obviously work mostly during the week, and and we're usually pretty open for those guys. And what's really great is that it actually does give corporations and businesses a pretty intuitive way of figuring out who your leaders are.
Who the people you want to fire.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
Because there's some people who were, we were lucky to get most of our, you know, they were friends. They were team players. We knew them pretty well. But I've known some people who've done them, and like there's that one girl or guy who just is awful.
Yeah, and they take control. Yeah. Like,
or they take control and they like lose it all.
Rebecca, you have awful ideas. We're never going to get out of here. What, has, yeah, do you, exactly, speaking of that, you know, do you have any funny, is there any unique or funny stories about people, like, or do you notice a trend where, like, this is going to be how this goes? Like,
that's a really good question. So it's really interesting because after you monitor, so monitoring is basically our game masters that work there. We have three really, really good folks that work there. We've been really lucky to have them there for quite a few months down there. They're kicking ass pretty hard. But essentially, after your first month or so working there, you kind of get a good idea how the room's going to go. It's usually separated into probably two or three categories. You'll have the large family group that's really comfortable with each other.
Right.
And those usually do the worst because when you're really comfortable with somebody, your ego just comes into play the entire time.
So
it's just arguing the entire time.
So you don't let somebody who's good at somebody.
That's funny.
They all think they're right. Oh, you know, George, I know this better than you. I remember reading this thing.
That's my life. That's really all day, every day.
And then you also got, so what's really interesting is the rooms that usually do the best are the rooms that have two different groups that are strangers. If we have a room of 10 people max, and a group of five book and a group of five book, and those two groups don't know each other at all.
That's cool.
They go in fresh because, you know, I feel like usually when people meet for the first time, you know, very polite, you know, you gotta
respect each other's ideas. It's only after you've been friends for years that you hate each other.
Exactly. And that's very conducive for an escape room because it requires a lot of communication and working together. So that's been the biggest, most fascinating thing about owning that business.
Yeah.
It really shows you just human nature, how strangers can work together really, really well. And I think that's why businesses exist in the first place. It's because of that dynamic.
That's awesome.
Can you tell people how, where they can find more information about it?
Absolutely, yeah. So humanversusroom.com, humanvsroom.com. You can look us up on Google. Escape Room Bethlehem, if you just Google Escape Room Bethlehem, we'll come up on there. We're all over the first page. Everything's done online. We have a very easy-to-use website. We have all kinds of information about the concept, our hours, the rooms that we have. Just the website's got absolutely everything you guys will ever need if you ever want to book. So, yeah, humanversusroom.com or look us up on Google.
All right. And I just want to take another couple seconds because I know we talked to Kayvon last week about Teslas. I know that you own one too, correct? Right. So can you talk about the coffee and connections thing that you – or no, is it coffee and cars? What is it?
We lost him.
I think we might have lost
him. Cars and coffee.
Oh, there you are. Okay, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about Cars and Coffee and what that is? It's over at Steel Stacks.
Yeah, so Cars and Coffee is essentially a meetup for a lot of different car aficionados or really big car fans around the Lehigh Valley or, you know, neighboring states. We get a lot of folks from New Jersey. And this was started by a different group. I forget the gentleman's name, and I hate that I'm forgetting. But the group's on Facebook. It's just Cars and Coffee Lehigh Valley. It's been around for quite a few years now.
It's huge.
And it's essentially... Yeah. Huge, and it's awesome, and it's really, really fun. I think 4 or 5 times a year, usually when it gets really nice out each month. I think so. The first one's next week, Sunday, the 22nd, April 22nd.
Awesome.
Yeah, perfect. And essentially what it is, it's a bunch of really, it's free admission, and a lot of people that have cars locally that they want to show off and show it to the public, they just bring it there. And then for 4 hours, people just roam around and check out really, really cool cars.
So, again, that's April 22nd at Steel Stacks, Cars and Coffee.
So, do you need to, like, submit your car for approval? Because I got a – I got a I got a 2010 Ford Fusion with a donut on it.
Nice.
You saw the donut.
Nice. That, I can guarantee you that'll be the only one there. It's a unique car. It's pretty awesome.
Like, but this guy left his car here from last night.
Yeah, I can't even tow it.
All right, well, Farzad, that was great. A lot of great information, man. So we really appreciate you taking our call.
Absolutely. No, yeah, thank you guys very much for having us on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, bye.
That's cool. That's, you know what would be cool? Like, I wonder if they do, like, singles night. You know?
What do you mean?
Like, at the escape room.
Like, yeah, see, like if you get...
Like, you just get paired up.
You'd have to have some stones to do that. Like, to put yourself in that situation.
People
do you mean think about it a lot of... I mean, I don't want to...
do first dates at a comedy show.
Yeah,
that's
I guess you're
worse.
Right. So, so basically it would be like, hey, like, I'm the human versus room. I want to have a singles night.
Singles night.
So, do you put, like, five females? I mean, whatever persuasion they
are.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So that it could be for whatever you're into.
Uh-huh.
As long as it's legal.
And
then put them in a room.
Throw them in the room. And then, you know...
They should pay for that. We should call him back.
He's right. The witnessing, like the seeing how humans interact is interesting.
Well, it makes sense too, because like when we went in, you know, we went in with an intern who we know, mm-hmm. wouldn't need to know that well, and then friends of ours who, you know, maybe we get together every couple months, mm-hmm. so it's not, you know,
yeah.
So you respect their
ideas. Yeah, definitely.
Because you're not like, God damn it, every time.
Right.
The things are crazy. We got out, and in the human versus room one, at the end, you got to figure out all these clues. It's an hour long. It's 58 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you have to type in the code into an old computer.
Yeah.
And we had, like, the letters. They weren't quite lining up. So we kept trying every variation of the letters. I'm not even kidding. With, like, 27 seconds left. We hit it.
Really?
And it was just like you're at that moment, you're like,
Yeah, yeah.
And you're all pumped. You're jazzed up for like the rest of the night. So it's a lot of fun. Like, if you haven't tried it, you owe it to yourself to like. Because now he was right. They're only in like New York City or Philly. And now that we have his, and then I know they're competitors, but there's also one in downtown Bethlehem
mm-hmm.
who we're friends with them too. You know, give one a try. They're fun.
Yeah, head over there to. That's right on the way home.
They should make like some Lehigh Valley ones though, like based.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like
based
like,
on the mayor of Allentown.
Or the stacks, like escaping from a blast furnace room.
Or escaping from like the mayor's office, yeah. like without getting arrested.
It's easy to escape from the mayor's office. All you have to do is just take money from businesses,
they'll escape you to jail.
Yeah.
And it's good. So that I didn't. I knew that we were going to talk about Cars and Coffee, but I didn't know that it was.
On
so
Sunday.
That's good. So
that's
it's
great.
Next.
Great timing.
It's next Sunday.
We almost look professional.
I know, right? Like we planned that. But it's if you're into cars, either you're going to have your car there, or you already know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just want to go look at cars, I mean, I know that the traffic is a bit of a pain.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But whatever. If you're into that, you don't really care.
Yeah.
So you can walk around and look at a bunch of cool stuff.
That's awesome.
But I'm getting happier with these. So if you're listening and you want to get interviewed,
shout us
Kayvon
out.
And Farzad were, once we started talking about the podcast, they were interested. They said, hey, you know, we'd love to be on. And that was really all it was.
Yeah, it's all
was.
It takes.
So if you're interested in being interviewed, drop us a line. Tweet it at LVWithLove or at Tyler Rothrock on Twitter. Or you can email us at lehighvalleywithlove@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or just whatever. Send us a letter in the mail.
USPS.
Whatever you
want
to do. So that's about it. What are you going to do with the rest of your Sunday here? I think I might head down to the bayou or something.
I'm going
to
go down to the bayou.
You are? Okay,
yeah.
Good. Then let's get out of here. It's been great. Thank you, everybody, for another fun podcast.
Have a great week.
We'll see you next week.
Peace.